Hello, hello, Ruby Bridges community. I am here with my good friend,
Mr. Lanholm,
and one of our fabulous fifth graders, whose name is
Nigel.
Nigel has officially been nominated for the MVP award, and just really excited. So we're about to make a good news call of the week home to his mom. And what are we going to do, Nigel? That's going to be a little bit funny.
We're going to prank her.
We're going to prank her.
Yeah.
What does that mean? We're going to prank her. What are we going to say?
We're going to say, oh, he like came in the office on like a bad note. She's going to think like we came in the office on a bad note.
Yep.
The way we're talking.
Oh, my gosh.
We're gonna be like, and then they're going to say something. I forgot what it was, but like,
it's going to be.
We got good news and bad news.
Yeah.
The bad news is that your son is up here in the office.
No, but
and he got in a fight.
But basically, the bad news is good news.
Turns out the bad news is good news. Yeah, yeah, he got in a fight for being awesome.
Yeah.
And he won. Yeah, we had a big fifth grade tournament today, an awesome tournament, and
Nigel he did came it. Out on top.
Nigel came out on top. Won the awesome. Tell me a little bit about what's going on. Why are you feeling so good right now? Why are things going so well for you here at school?
It's just school. It's been a regular week. Just been having fun. I went out to eat yesterday.
Golly.
At Fridays. And yeah.
Oh, you went out to TGI Fridays? Oh, I love TGI Fridays. What'd you get?
Oh, I got like a, like, it's like this big long bowl with like this teriyaki chicken and sauce and then some mozzarella sticks.
Oh.
Sounds
good,
great.
Lord. When was that? Yesterday.
Yeah.
Man, so you're like riding high right now.
Yeah.
Nice. Jeez. And he had his regular week is just awesome. Pretty much, that's the baseline. Awesome.
Yeah.
Right now.
Golly.
Nice.
Really pretty. What about your classwork? What kind of stuff are you doing in class?
Well,
I guess I'm trying to give my podcast listeners a taste of being awesome in fifth grade. What's that look like?
Like showing. Like respect and like showing the other kids like the fourth, third and like lower like how to put the balls away and stop playing after recess.
Which is what we caught him doing just now.
That's right.
Doing everything exactly right.
Yeah.
I just want to say for the podcast listeners, you can't see it right now, but a single tear of pride and joy is rolling down my cheek.
Just one. Mr. Lundholm's got this weird technique. He just squeezes one tear.
One tear just rolls down my cheek.
But it's a big tear. It's like the size of a small lemon.
Yeah.
And it rolls down his cheek and then it falls off and then he waters his plants with it.
Splashes on the ground.
Yeah. Just one. What are you guys doing in class right now? What kind of stuff are you working on?
Well, now, like before we went to lunch, we were working on like this show, like a slideshow, but it's in Google Classroom, and like it's like coding. You know what Scratch is, right?
I know Scratch.
It's like a new game, but instead of like the big box, it's three boxes, so it's like a book or something like that.
Wow, I feel like we have another MVP, and it could be
what is going on with Miss Fig?
Yeah,
what is she doing?
And we can create.
What happened to fifth grade? Remember in fifth grade, you used to like do your spelling test, and that was it.
Mm.
The most exciting part of my week was spelling test.
It was not spelling.
Oh, not for you. And now they're doing Scratch and Google Classroom.
No, we're not
and
doing
designing
Scratch.
A book. I don't
it's
even
like
know.
Scratch.
It is.
It's
different.
Way better.
What do you know about Scratch?
That you make games and get it. Like you can make. You create games that other people could play, and you play games, and like it's basically like a web browser but with games.
How old are you right now? How old?
10.
All right, 15 years, you'll be 25.
15
what, do you, years. What do you think you're gonna be doing in 25 and 15 years from now? Tell me about it. 25.
NBA.
Oh, you're gonna be NBA?
Yeah.
What? Let's say your NBA dreams don't pan out. What else might you be doing? What do you think? Have you thought about it?
Nope.
Really?
No, this is weird.
Go ahead. I mean, let's talk about it. We're only talking to the whole world.
No, this is weird because no one knows about me like this.
Oh, yeah, and you're going to share it with the world right now?
Yeah.
Wow.
I wanted to be a doctor, but so I just don't
There's no, what's, why is that weird?
No, good because
Lord.
Like.
That's a perfect, that's a great goal.
Like, want to go on a field trip to the hospital?
Yes.
I got a connection over at Kaiser. I'll take you over and introduce you to
That's
some doctors.
That's my doctor. I can say hi to Dr. Fu.
Doctor, what's up, Dr. Fu?
Dr. Fu, nice.
But in 10 years, 15 years, you're gonna have this link in your email.
Yeah.
15 years from now, you're gonna go back and listen to it, and you'll be like,
a
"Can
doctor?
You believe it? A doctor, and I actually did it. I became a doctor."
are in the NBA.
Or in the NBA, who knows? Yeah,
but
that's pretty exciting.
I was in the NBA, I would donate stuff to charities.
If you were,
golly, how did you just get sweeter?
Yeah, he just took it. He took it to a new. He was already the MVP. He took it to another level.
Yeah, man. Well, Nigel, any last words of advice or encouragement or just, you know, to anybody else who's listening about this, you know, thinking like, am I gonna? I don't know if I'm gonna send my kid to Ruby Bridges School or not. Like, tell me, you know, your last chance.
Well, this is a great school. There's a lot of role models here, so you should come to this school. There's no reason why. There's sports activities, STEAM, science, everything.
What are you doing? All right.
We need to have him be one of our ambassadors.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. All right. Well, Ruby Bridges, that's a look at our MVP for the day. And we're about to make a phone call home, good news phone call home of the week. And we're going to prank Nigel's mom. So wish us luck. Yeah. Bye, guys.
Bye.